Okay. So before I disappeared to my sick bed, this is what we were started on. Thank you. We concentrated on the shitos of the Rishonim in Kli Rishon, Irui Kli Rishon, and Kli Sheni. So as you'll no doubt remember, the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, you may still have a copy of the Gemara I gave out the Gemara first time, records a machlokas it distinguishes between the Ilfas and the Kedera, Mechad Gisa, which are Kli Rishon, and the Ka'ara and the Tamchui, Me'idach Gisa, that are Kli Sheni. So the Mishnah says that Im Heviran Merutachim, if you took them off while they were boiling, Me'al Gabe Aish, it's Usur to put Tavlin into the Ilfas and the Kedera on Shabbos. Namely, there's an Isur Bishul in Kli Rishon, even though it still is not, it's not still standing on the fire. Me'idach Gisa, it's mutter to put Tavlin into the Kara and the Tamchui, which are Kli Sheni, since Kli Sheni ain't no Mevasha. Okay? That's the distinction drawn by the Mishnah. And we said then that the Mishnah makes an absolute distinction between two extremes, Tehainu Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. And the difference between them is that a Kli Sheni was not on the fire at all, and therefore its walls never became hot, and therefore it's not Mivasha. And we mentioned the Shitos HaRishonim, notably the Tosfos, that the whole distinction between Kli Sheni and Kli Rishon has to do with the Defanos, with the walls. Right? That in a Kli Rishon, the Defanos of the Kli are Shomrim the Chom. They preserve the heat. Masha Ein Kain, the Kli Sheni, which was Sonein at the moment that you put in the food, no matter how hot the food was, it already begins to cool at that time. Now, what would we say, however, when the food comes from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni? The Mishnah doesn't deal with this instance at all, which stands between the two binary extremes that are detailed in the Mishnah. And as we saw, this is a machlokas HaRishonim. Ubarosh HaRishonim, we saw the Shitas HaRashbam, as it's mentioned in the Beis Yosef, and we'll clarify it again today. That Irui Kli Rishon, that pouring out from a Kli Rishon on Shabbos, is, according to the Rashbam, Kikli Sheni, not like a Kli Rishon. The distinction is between Kli Rishon and everything else. So Irui Kli Rishon is like Kli Sheni. Remember, what do I mean by the two extremes? We have Kli Rishon, we have Kli Sheni. Irui Kli Rishon, we could say, it's not Kli Rishon, therefore it's like Kli Sheni. We could say, no, it's not Kli Sheni, it's like Kli Rishon. Right? Okay? So the problem is clarifying the intermediate excluded case that is not dealt with in the Mishnah. The Rashbam says that Irui Kli Rishon is not Kli Rishon, Elika Kli Sheni. And therefore, he maintains that it would be mutter to pour on Shabbos from a Kli Rishon onto Ochel Tzonein. And where do we get another raya from? Where's his proof? His proof comes from the Gemara in Perakei Tzatzolin in Tzafi, where we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether patatagvar o ilagvar. Kaniskar lachem, the ikar of their machlokis in Perek Ketzad Solin daf ayin vav amud aleph goes this way. Itmar Cham l'tok tzonim, we read this, divrei hakol aser. You pour from a kli rishon into a kli rishon, it's special. Divrei hakol aser. Tzonim l'tok tzonim, divrei hakol mutter. Pour from cold onto cold. It's no cooking, right?
Just backtrack. You pour from a kli rishon to a kli rishon, you just said, right?
I pour food.
You mean you? What? You're saying you pour from hot to hot, but sorry, yeah. You're calling the second hot pot a kli rishon?
Yeah, I've got a kli rishon.
You're automatically saying
I got one kli rishon. I take it off the, fire,
and then I'm pouring.
And I pour into another kli rishon. Right. So I have cham utokam.
No,
right.
I just said cham utokam. I'm just wondering about the terminology of kli rishon.
Okay. All right. Cham utok tzone, but tzone utok cham. Here's where Rav and Shmuel disagree. Okay. Rav Amar Ila Ugvar. Rav says whatever's on top determines. Klomar. Masha Bami Lamala. Hu Hagover. Whatever comes from above, it's determinant. So if it's hot, it heats the bottom and there's Bishu. Shmuel Amar Tata Ugvar. Klomar. Masha Bami Lamala Ein Ogover. Ela Masha Yoshev Lamata Gover. What's underneath is Gover. Im Chamhu Asur. Im Tzonenhu Mutar. Okay? So Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. They agree on the two extreme cases. On the intermediate case, they disagree. And if you'll look there in the Sugya, you'll discover that since Tanya Kivasei de Shmuel, there's a brisa that seems to follow the opinion of Shmuel, then Hilchasuk Yishmuel, Tatagvar. So since there's a brisa that agrees with his opinion, right, except that the Gemara brings one more detail that we need. It says, Cham letof tzonein mediach, which you wash it off, you rinse it off. Right? Which would seem to agree, say cham letof tzonein, you just made diach, right? Seem to be like tatagvar, right? Okay, the bottom is what's determinant. But the Gemara asks, ha ademei karle, ef shar delo bala porta? While the food is, while the bottom is cooling off the top, there's no absorption, there's got to be a little bit of absorption. Right? When we pour from a kli rishon into a kli sheni, even though there isn't mamash bishul, because tatagvar, isn't it impossible that there not be some bliya? So the Gemara answers, Ela Ema Cham Letoch Tzonein Kolef. When you pour from Cham into Tzonein, you have to take a Kitei Klipa. You've got to cut away. Tzonein Letoch Tzonein Mediach. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Now, to summarize that, here's the conclusion of the Sugya in Psachi. The Halacha is Kishmuel. The Tatagvar. V'lachein Tzonein L'tocham Asa. Right? Cham L'toch Tzonein Mutter, except you got to take it to take leave. And that's the conclusion of the Sugya there. Now, Baha Rashba. Rashba comes and explains the Mishnah in Shabbos to fit it in with what we just saw in Sukkim. In Shabbos it says, if you took a kli rishon off the fire but it was still hot, you can't put tavlin in it. In Tatagvar, we asked about kli, irui kli rishon, right? Which isn't there. The Rashbam says, it must be that if in Tatagvar, irui kli rishon, eino asur, eino mevasher. Otherwise, how would you have a Tatagvar then? So tag var means you're pouring from the top. It must be that Irui Kli Rishon is not Mivashil. Now, however, he still has to explain what's the character of this Kedei Klipa. Is it that it's Mivashel Kedei Klipa? Lidato Shel Rashbam. Remember, we've been seeing this all through Kuf Hei. This is what links this second and third Se'if to the first Se'if of Kavush. When you don't have Bishul, you have either Mavliya or Maflit. Not both at the same time, however. O Mavliya, O Maflit. With Bishul, you have Havla, the Havlata, Ke'achas. The Rashbam has there, as we discussed it, and you'll see in the Beis Yosef, an interesting Nafka Mina Ladina. For this, we need a little background about Malicha. Remember, we said that Dam Ha'ivari, the Dam that's Muvla Bebasar, can Briyoso, the way that is not us. Dam Nefesh is us. Dam Shenefesh is Seitzba, from the, when they do the shechting, right, the cutting. Right? Dam Hakaza. Dam that's kanus in veins, gathered there, could be asa, right? But dam ha'ivarim, the dam that's muvla b'basar, is not asa. Except in one case, if it was peyresh mi makom l'makom, if it's the way that it was muvla b'basar mi briyaso, then it's not asa. There are several ways to cause dam to be peyresh mimakom lemakom. One way is to kick the animal. The animal bruises or the animal hurts itself. And blood gathers there and you have a bruise. That's muvla b'basar, not peyresh mimakom lemakom. That blood is asur. Has to be removed. Okay? Midrabanan. Okay? If you cook, you apply heat. That causes the blood to nis orer, let's say, is peyresh mimakom lemakom. Now you see a nafka mina lehalacha. If irui kli rishon is only mavliya o maflit and not mivashel, then it should be permissible to pour hot water on a chicken that hasn't been koshered yet, in order to remove its feathers. Why? Because it's only mavliya. So some of the water, which is mutter water, gets absorbed into the chicken. It's not mivashel. If it's not mivashel, it doesn't cause the dam to pay reish v'makom l'makom. So the Rashbam paskins that it's mutter lim log as a tarnagolas.
It's not mivashel because it's only.
It doesn't because, no, because irui kli rishon eino mivashel. And that's a little heter that he learned, the tshuva, brought in the Beis Yosef there, right? From the fact that irui kli rishon eino mivashel. Now again, how does the Rashbam get to Irui Kli Rishon Eino Mivashel? Let's follow the steps of the process again. Okay? We have the Mishnah that says Kli Rishon's Mivashel, Kli Sheni Eino Mivashel. Therefore, you can put Tavlin into Kli Sheni, but not into Kli Rishon. Okay? Rashbam says that is distinct. That means Kli Rishon, and just Kli Rishon, Irui Kli Rishon, Eino Mivashel. And where does he learn that from? What's his proof? From the fact that the Gemara in Psafim says, Tatagvar. If Tatagvar, it shouldn't matter where you're pouring it from. Even if you're Me'areh from a Kli Rishon. Right? It should be very clear, right? So that's the Shitas HaRashba. And therefore, if it's not, if Hirui Kli Rishon is not Mivashel, not Kamina Ladina, is that you can pour hot water on a chicken to remove its feathers. Okay? I know the chicken case, I always get made fun of for mentioning the chicken case, but it seems so trivial, right? But the fact of the matter is, it's an important point here. Yeah. Yes.
A general question. Mm-hmm. It seems to be attention here, as far as the Shabbos or people, it seems to be attention in that mm-hmm. we're using terms of Kli Rishon Klisheni as a way of describing temperature. But we seem to, at least some of the sources are moving away from the primacy of temperature and only operating within these categories.
So you want to know why I continually use the phrase Kli Rishon when I'm talking about temperature. Okay? And let's say that when I say Kli Rishon, it remains a Kli Rishon only while it's still Yad Salevis. Okay? So it doesn't matter if it was once a Kli Rishon. If you have the pot that you cooked soup in, and then you put it into the refrigerator, and it was Nitzanein Lagamre, it's no longer Din a Kli Rishon. Okay?
At the same time, what you're using to hose down the chickens and the work, so that's just as much a Kli Rishon. Why not?
No, because you're not. Because it's not in a Kli. You're holding the chicken, like my wife does, with a pair of tweezers, right? And to loosen the feathers, whatever's left on the chicken, she's running hot water over it and trying to pull them off.
Mm. Right, okay? But at that point of impact,
she's holding it in her hand.
At that point of impact, you could have water that's 215 degrees. You could have.
So your question is good. However, right? Your question is just on Hirui Kli Rishon.
Right.
Why shouldn't it just be a question of temperature? Okay? And for that, then, let's harken back to what Tosus said. Why they said there's any distinction at all between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Okay? Right. So therefore, but let's just say it again. What happens is when you have Kli Rishon and the food's still sitting in there, you heated the pot so that it heated the water or the liquid in it so that the water heated the food, right? The primary source for the water is the walls of the pot. If they're still there and hot, and as hot as they were, right, then the water, when it hits cold food, you put cold food in there, right? The process is much stronger than if the water's disembodied from the walls of the pot and being poured over something. That's the distinction that Tosfos make. So Tosfos therefore probably make that distinction just because of what bothers you. Why isn't it just a question of temperature? Why is the language of Kli play a part in this at all? I'll tell you another thing that bothers me. We really want to understand this deeply, right? You would think, Ilogvar Tatogvar, wouldn't you think it would have to do with the relative proportions of the two foods? I got a small piece of tarfus. Got a huge piece of kosher meat. The tarfus is hot. Kosher meat is cold. Just came out of the freezer. Okay? Shouldn't it swamp? Heat has to be distributed throughout the whole thing. Shouldn't Ilogvar and Tatogvar apply only when either they're the majority of the food or they're equal in proportions? You find anybody who says that? Thank you, Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? That's his svara. It may appear earlier than that too, but I saw it in the Aruch HaShulchan, which I always assign for Fupe, as a good summary. Right? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that these principles only apply when you have relatively the same proportions. But if you have much more of one than the other, right? Why did you say that? Seichel. Right? Seichel Yosha.
Okay?
We can on occasion. We'll see. We're going to see that in the end we're going to wind up poskening like whatever the Chumra case is.
You know, on the Empire Chicken website, they have a frequently asked questions section.
Yeah.
One of the questions is, how come the chicken is so hairy? How the kosher chicken is hairier and has more feathers than the Swiss chicken? And the book is exact.
Really?
Right.
Oh, because you buy it that way because it hasn't been. Because other chickens have been hosed down in such a way that they... Is that what they say? Really? Interesting. So there's Maliga come to life on the web. So on the web, it's got to be true. Right? Okay. Now, let's continue here a little bit. Okay? So now we have the Rashbam Shita. Okay? I think we did it much more clearly than we did it last time. Okay? We have the Rashbam pretty clearly now. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam's Cholek on him. Why do I need, if we're going to paskin like Rashbam, why do I need to understand Rabbeinu Tam? Because we're going to paskin like the Shach, and we're going to have to find a Rishon who agrees with the Shach, if we possibly can, so we can understand the Shach. The Rabbeinu Tam is cholek on the Rashbam. We referenced his opinion appearing in two places. One was in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which we're going to be seeing a sugya that follows right on there for Recha Milsa, which will be our next big topic. Okay. And in the Ran in Maseches Shabbos. Of course, you should look in the Beis Yosei, where you'll find all this. I'm going to summarize it in my own way so that we can move ahead. Okay. Try to distill it in the way that I understand it. Rabbeinu Tam takes the other extreme position. Dehainu, Irui Kli Rishon isn't Kikli Sheni like the Rashbam says. Ela Kikli Rishon. But and it's Mivashel Kidei Klipa. In the Ran, we'll see that it's Mivasho Bakulo, and that'll lead us to this distinction between the Rui, Shanif, Kiloef, etc. Okay. Let's fit Shitas Rabbeinu Tam to the Sugyas and Shabbos and Psukim. In the Sefer Shabbos, the chiluk is between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Irui Kli Rishon, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Tam says, is a dayan mi Kli Rishon. So in other words, it's Kli Rishon and everything connected to it versus Kli Sheni. Whereas for the Rashbam, it's Kli Rishon, and that's it. Everything that isn't directly Kli Rishon, whether it be Rui Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, is Kli Sheni. Right? Okay, see how you could go either way, right? Okay? Now, except that in Maseches Psachim, Shmuel Paskins Tatavva. Ba Rabbeinu Tam Umifarish. That Irui Kli Rishon is Mivashel, following his Deya in Shabbos, except that when the food on the bottom is Tzonein, it limits the amount of Bishul to Kidei Klipa. See how he fits the two together? In Shabbos, he wants to say Kli Rishon is the right. Kli Sheni is not Mivashel. Kli Rishon and everything like it, namely Rui Kli Rishon, is Mivashel. So what does he do with Tatagvar, which was approved for the Rashbam? He says Tatagvar means there is Bishul, except that it limits it to Tekadei Klipa. See how he works? Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Zosomeris. The force of Shmuel when he said Tatagvar is to limit the Bishul that takes place when the bottom food is cold. Irui Kli Rishon is indeed Mevashel, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Except that when the food over which you're pouring it is cold, it's Mevashel only Kidei Klipa. So what would he then do with the Maliga question? Where would Rabbeinu Tam stand on removing the feathers with the hot water? Since Irui Kli Rishon is Mevashel, it would be Asur Limlo Gesatarnagoles, the Mayim Rotfim. Because the process of Bishul does cause the Dam to be Peresh, Mimakom Lamakom, there's Bishul. It might only be the Klipa, but there's Bishul. And Dame Ivarim Shapeiresh Mimakom Lamakom Asur. That's the Ran in Avodah Zarah. But what do we do with the Ran? Sorry, that's Rabbeinu Tam in Avodah Zarah. What do we do with the Rabbeinu Tam who's in the Ran? According to the words of the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam maintains that Irui Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon Mamash Umivashel Bekulo and not just Kidei Klipa. Now we got a stira in Rabbeinu Tam. How can we fit these words to the sugya of the Gemara Psachim, the Tatagvar, the Eino Nesar Elikade Klipa? Right? That's what it says. So Baharan Umichalek Bene Rui, Irui, Shenifsak. And again, let me reiterate. Somebody questioned me. Let me reiterate again what that means. Kiloach is the stream when you're pouring. A kiloach shenifsak means it's not mikushar to the Kli Rishon. There's space. It goes through the air. Right? A kiloach she'eino nifsak means the stream connects the Kli Rishon to what's being poured upon, being poured directly on. Okay? At the end it won't, when the last little bit comes out, there's no more to come. But while you're pouring right on the thing that's. Okay? Now.
That means that whatever you're pouring, you bring the connection from the Kli Rishon before it gets whatever it's doing.
Exactly. Halfway, exactly. Therefore, then, what's discussed in Ketzat Soli? That Cham Letoch Chatzone, Oser Kedei Klipa, that's got to be, according to the Ran, then, Birui Shenifsak HaKiloach. Birui She'eno Nifsak HaKiloach, it's Kikli Rishon Mamash, the Oser Bekulo. Therefore, the Ran has two Rabbeinu Tams now. So somebody who isn't here sent me an email, which I'll quote. The Rav explained how Shmuel works together with the Mishnah and Shabbos. Doesn't Rav also know the Mishnah and Shabbos? How can he say Elodvar when the Mishnah says we can't put Tavlin in a Kli Rishon? Doesn't this prove Tatagvar? In other words, I argued too well for the Rashbam. Right? Good question, right? Let me explain it. And you'll see that out of this, the answer to this question will help explain why the Ran draws a distinction between Nifsaka Kiloach to Eino Nifsaka Kiloach. Ad Kan, everybody's with me. It's been pretty clear, right? Okay? Good. All right? Ad Kan. Okay? Now, because I don't want to lose you. Everybody maintains, everybody, Rav, Shmuel, L'kulei Amah Kli Rishon Mevashel. And even according to Rav, who maintains Ilogvar, he still has, Rav still has to deal with the Mishnah in Shabbos that says if you took something off Merutachim, You can't put tavlin in it. He's got to deal with that too. So he would be modeh. Rav would be modeh. When you put tonein l'tol kli rishon, nesar kulo, even though he logvar. So it must be that he logvar and tatogvar for Rav are only in a special situation and not in the special situation of kli rishon. They must be outside the pale. Because for him, he, Betumo, sat there and said, Tatogvar, Ilogvar, he said Ilogvar, when he knew over there the Mishnah says otherwise. Must be that he maintains that Ilogvar doesn't pertain to the case in the Mishnah. Okay? Let's see what that is and what we can profit from that. That's the din of the Mishnah. So to Rav also, Ein Ilogvar, the Kli Rishon. Because the Mishnah directly contradicts that. That's why the Rashbam wanted to learn from there Tatogvar. Right? But the Rashbam makes sense for Shmuel fits the Mishnah. But how can you have Rav in such a situation that he doesn't fit the Mishnah? Okay? We'll see where we're headed. Ilogvar then is only where the chom of the kli rishon does not come into play. And therefore we can understand why Rabbeinu Tam was mechalek, according to the Ran, between Irui Shenifsaka Kiloa and Irui Shelo Nifsaka Kiloa. The whole maila of Kli Rishon is that the Kli itself was Al Gabe Ha'esh, and its defanos preserve the heat. This is outside the framework of Ilogvar and Tatogvar that only deal with the foods themselves. Bar Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ran, and establishes that Irui Shaloni Sak HaKiloach, where the Kiloach is still connected to the Kli Rishon, and its warm, hot, boiling, scalding walls, it preserves the heat of the Kli Rishon. And therefore, the tata eino gover achom kli rishon. Even according to Rav. Otherwise, Rav would contradict the Mishnah. The nifsaka kiloa, namely, where the stream is not still mekushar to the defanos, the hot defanos of the kli. The din is not like a kli rishon, mamash. And therefore, the tata is able to be gover on what's above. And therefore, the only isur is kedei klipa. So therefore, to make any sense of suffering versus Shabbos, you wind up with the Rabbeinu Tam's distinction of the Kiloach Sheino Nifsak, right? It all fits together very, very well, right? Now, you will discover that after I figured this out, you'll discover that I see that the Chavis Das in Basar V'Chalav is going to say something very similar. We will return to this inyan with Sadi Aleph and Sadi Beis. Why will it become in Basar V'Chalav? Why will it become an issue for us in Basar B'Kalav? Because in Basar B'Kalav, there's a very big nafkamina between Mavliya or Mivashel. What? Hana. Exactly. Oh. Only where you have Bishul Basar B'Kalav Mida Torah is it Asar B'Hana. So if you had milk that was poured onto hot meat if it's only usr kidei klipa. Question is that bishul kidei klipa? Or is it only havla kidei klipa? If it's only havla kidei klipa, then there's no isur hanah. If it's bishul, then there's isur hanah. So we'll see. This will all come into play there. And I see that in Tzadi Aleph, I think, it's in Tzadi Aleph, Chavos Das explains the chiluk of the Rabbeinu Tam the way I do, in such a way to accommodate Rav with the Mishnah in Shabbos. Right? So I'll use that in order to answer my email correspondent, who I hope will hear this on the tape. Okay? Now, to further then answer the email, the sugya, say it even more simply, the sugya of Tatagvar comes only for a special circumstance, and therefore it need not be squared with the sugya in Shabbos. It's not talking about a Kli Rishon. In Kli Rishon, we're into play another set of concepts. Hecha de'ika chom shel Kli Rishon. Ein inyan shel tatagvar. Okay, that's the answer to you. Now, we therefore now are ready now. You still okay there? Ready to read the Divrei HaMechaber in Seif Gimel. Okay? You have it? Seif Gimel, Kufay Seif Gimel. Okay, you want? Can you read for us? Okay. Anybody readable? Throat readable? Want to read? Yeah. Okay. Now, question. Where's the chiluk of Rabbeinu Tami? Ruish nifsak, minu ishirino nifsak. It isn't. No mention of it. So apparently you would think, and from reading the Beis Yosef, that he paskins like the Rashbam. Right? Okay. However, look at the Divrei HaShach and Seif Katan Hei. I just take a quick glance at it. We had to park in a different lot, and I wasn't able to get my book out of the back. I think this Kolo Yom Rishon is really great, but when they give people complimentary parking and then I can't park for this year, doesn't make sense. I got the lots full. I'm, you know, so I guess, okay. Yeah. What a kollel too. Okay? Let me suffer. Let me summarize. We're not going to read the whole shach here. Here's what you'll find when you review the shach if you haven't seen it yet. Okay? Irui shalo sip cut and hay. Irui shalo nifsak hakiloa. Shach says is mivashel kidei klipa. Mivashel kidei klipa. And therefore, he maintains it's asur le'aros b'shabes mikli rishon lo nifsak kiloach. And furthermore, in basar b'chalav ika bishul min haTorah v'kol asur b'ano. When nifsaka kiloach, then it's not mevashel klal, and there's only mavlit or mavliya, not both. And the Shabbos, There's no over al iser bishul, and in basar b'chalav, you're not over al iser bishul the ein iser hana. Everybody with me? That's the shot. Here's my problem. And we're going to come back to this problem in basar b'chalav. The chiluk between nifsak lilo nifsak comes from Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, im lo nifsak kiloach, oser b'kulo. Right? What does the shach say? Im lo nifsak kiloach, oser kidei klipa. Understand this. The Shach's not like the Rashbam, because he introduced the chiluk of Nifsaka Kiloach, and he's not like the Rabbeinu Tam, because for him, lo Nifsaka Kiloach is Mevashel, but only Kidei Klipa. So in other words, please take note that the Shach has invented an approach that doesn't appear in any of the Rishonim. He's the Shach. He's got the right to do that. But it's not like Rabbeinu Tam, is it? Please take note. It's very problematic. I debated whether or not to go directly to Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Beis and decided not to. So I'm going to leave this point of the Shach hanging. Okay? That the Shach is not like either of the Rishonim, and that it comes from who knows where. We will make sense of it, thanks to the services of the Chavos Das. Okay? If you'd like to look ahead, because it's bothering you terribly, you can go to Tzadi Aleph and look in the Chavos Das, and you'll find his derech in explaining this. I'd like to leave it until we get to the Indian there. Okay? The Ramah in Se'if Gimel. Cop, can you read that slowly for us? Ah, now we got a new Indian. You place them next to each other. Now we don't have Ilah Gvar Tatal Gvar. What do we wind up again? With the fact that the Gemara drew a binary distinction. Ilah Gvar or Tatal Gvar. But there's another case, not when they're sitting on top of each other, that's not discussed. That's what the Balei Halacha have to explain. Right? Zeh Eitzel Zeh. Which isn't. It's an intermediate case. Again. So once again, we have an intermediate case that hasn't been explained. We have two extremes. Zeh Gabe Yazeh. It's Ilagvar or Tatagvar. But how about if they're next to each other? So if it's they're next to each other, we say Ilagvar next to each other, then nothing. Right? We say no. Ilagvar or Tatagvar next to each other, nothing. Or we could say Ilagvar means that only Tatagvar there's nothing. But Zay Tzel Zeh is like Ilagvar. I mean, we don't know. We wouldn't know how to explain it, right? How would we explain this? Shuvanu Niskali, the Matzav Shel Shnei Kotvim, two extremes, Ilagvar Tatagvar. The Zedan Dafke Echa Dechad Yoshev Al Gabe Hasheni. Im Tatagvar Dafke. We said Tatagvar. Do we mean Tatagvar Dafke? Then we would say that dafke b'munach tzonein al gabe cham, only when cold is placed on top of cham, does the chom of the bottom thing be able to heat the thing on top? But if I put them next to each other, we might say de'eno, right? Because it's only when one's on top of the other, and therefore it's only kedei klipa. Or we might say, right. Okay. Right. We could. Okay. And if we were to say that, if both of them are heter, chlamarya basar gukvina, again, then we would say you have to be kedei klipa mishneihem. Take from each of them, kedei klipa. The chay nira betaz. Seat button hay here. Ubishach seat button test. Okay? So therefore, the Ramah here and the Shach and the Taz say that if they were next to each other, only if both of them are as hot as Kli Rishon is the Kol Usser. But if one of them is cold, then Yoni have to take a Kedei Klipa from the place where they touched. One, you have to take a, why don't you have to take a dead klipa from the Isra? It's usser. You're going to throw it away anyway. Right? Okay? Still us. You have to take a dead klipa from the heter. And so the Shach and the Taz here, Paskin, the Shach and Sif Kut and Hay, and the Shach and Sif Kut and Tess, that if they're both heter, like Basar Gvina, you just take a dead klipa. But both the Taz and the Shach cite the Shita of the Marshal. To wit, if the Isur is hot, who Oser Bekulo, since we're Machmir today, Ki'ilu, every food is shamein below kachush. So we don't know the shear of fatty or not fatty. So we say that the isur goes into from the isur to the heter. If the isur's tzonein and the heter's cham, then you only take the day klipa. That's the shita of the marshal. So again, what's the sheet of the Ramah as defined by the Shach and the Taz? Doesn't matter which, as long as one is cold, you only take a day klipa. With the Marshal, it matters if the Isur is hot or not. If the Isur is hot, then it asers Bekulo. You tell me. Let's figure it out. What could it be? Tatagvar means that only where the only heter is where the only Isur, sorry, is where the bottom is hot. So what would that lead to? If they're next to each other, there is no Isur. Ramah, Taz, Shach. Tatagvar means the only heter is where the bottom is cold. Therefore, if they're next to each other, right, it might be that the Isur, if it's hot, can infect the rest. Because the fatty foods have the ability to go sideways. And we don't know what's fatty and what isn't today, and therefore we're machmir at all. Okay? Could we square the Marshal with the Sugya? Sure. Okay? Now, unfortunately for us, or maybe fortunately to avoid a Yisur, you'll look in the Prima Gadi in the Mishpas al Zahav on this particular Taz, you'll see that he maintains that we should be Machmir like the Marshal, Hecha de Ein, the Leka Hefse Merube. So we're Choshesh to the Deya of the Marshal, according to the Prima Gadi, where there's no Hefse Merube. Where there's Hefse Merube, then we follow the more makil opinions of the Taz and the Shach, interpreting the Rambam. How about if they're next to each other and they're both chachamim? Then even the Ramah held asurim, v'osurim, v'kula. Right? There's complete bishul. Chain posei karamah kan. Okay? This therefore then gives us, I think, a pretty good havana in complicated halachas of Seif Beis and Seif Gimel. Okay. The remainder of the siman that deals with Malicha, we're going to wait until we get to Malicha. And we'll tie it into Malicha. Whether Heter's Isur Mefatim Leheter, Heter Mefatim Leisur, whether there's Malicha Lekalim, etc. We'll do it all together with Malicha. Okay? Including the Dinim of Tzli, which we'll see also in Malicha. Okay? That Sli functions like Malicha. Okay? Which means, therefore, then, we're going on Wednesday with God's help to move to Siman Kufches. Okay? And the subject is Recha Milsahi. So we're going to learn how to cook plain airline flights or meals. Okay? Now, I'd like to call your attention to beforehand the sugyas that underlie that discussion, so you may have an opportunity to look them over. They are, to wit, in Perek Ketzad Solin in Psachi, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Amar Rav Basar Shchuta Shamein Shetzla'o in Basar Nevela Kachush. So look at that, what he says the din is. If you roasted together next to each other kosher fatty meat with lean, unfatty, kosher, non-kosher meat. Okay? And then in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav Amud Beis, there's Machlokas of Babaye Rav and something called Abbas Tiha, Tuf Yud Hey Aleph, Yisrael Diba Oved Kochavi. Okay? A Machlokas of Abaye Rav. We'll use that to understand the major Kaveh Apsak in Recha Milsahi, right? Which I believe we will be able, I've already prepared it, I believe we'll be able to do in one session. Which means then that the following Sunday, God's help, we'll do, and the availability of parking, we will do Yavesh B'Yavesh, Chad Betray and Kuftes. Okay? And just a little introduction to Sveik Sveik of Kuf Yud and some of the inyanim there. Which means that by either the following Wednesday or Sunday, we start Basar B'Chalav. Which is just in time for you to go to the Sfarim sale, if you don't have it, and get the volume for Basar B'Chalav. Okay? So we'll start on there, and I hope that people that didn't make it today will hear, maybe we'll send an email out to let them know that we'll be starting Basar B'Chalav. And I want to say that the first couple shirim in Pei Zion are kedai for everybody to be here, because it's not something we're going to do a lot of outside makoros like crazy placey that I'm not so sure people will accomplish on their own. Okay. So we're going to put it together. I'd like to see a full house that we can do it for the beginning of Basar B'Chalav. Okay? All right, good.